no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
This is Latin Radical with Warwick Fry. Caraz Janica in Caracas, Venezuela. And Caraz, I've just been reading that what's been described as economic warfare is beginning between the United States and government of President Hugo Chavez in Venezuela.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, during his weekly television program on Sunday, characterized the attempts by ExxonMobil, which is the world's biggest oil company, to freeze up to $12 billion worth of assets of Venezuela's state-owned oil company PDVSA as economic warfare. And he said this is part of a broader campaign backed by the US government to destabilize Venezuela economically and socially, and ultimately with the aim of putting a halt to the process of radical change that's going on here in Venezuela, which is known as the Bolivarian Revolution. And the dispute actually arises out of a nationalization drive which the Venezuelan government undertook last year to recuperate control of its natural resources, particularly its oil resources. And oil is actually really fundamental to the Venezuelan economy. It accounts for 90% of Venezuela's exports. And so it's the key natural resource that Venezuela produces. And I mean, historically in Venezuela, you had a situation where although the oil company PDVSA was technically a state-owned oil company, in essence it functioned very much like a privately owned oil company. A lot of the profits and so on were being siphoned out to privately contracted companies and to transnational companies. And essentially you have a situation where a country very, very rich in resources was actually experiencing vast, extremely high levels of poverty for the majority of the population and so on. And the government under Hugo Chavez has actually tried to turn that around and actually use the nation's wealth to invest in social programs for the Venezuelan poor, particularly education programs and healthcare programs. And some of these programs are actually funded directly by PDVSA itself, the state-owned oil company. So, yeah, I mean, you have a situation where the oil company invested $13 billion in social programs directly last year, and that's more than twice the amount of what it actually invested in internal infrastructure for oil and gas development. So, I mean, you can see quite clearly where the priorities of the Venezuelan government lie in terms of using the nation's key resource to actually benefit the Venezuelan people themselves. And this is something that has gone directly against U.S. interests in Venezuela, particularly because Venezuela is one of the major suppliers of oil to the United States. It's the fourth largest supplier of oil. And PDVSA itself supplies 10% of the U.S.'s oil needs every year. So you can see how this move away from pushing the profits back into Venezuela rather than transnational companies has impacted directly on the United States. But not only that, I think some of these kinds of policies that the Venezuelan government is taking is actually inspiring other governments across Latin America to take a similar position. So you've seen in Bolivia, governments nationalizing control of their gas resources, and governments in Ecuador talking about similar moves in regards to their own oil resources as well. Ecuador's another major oil producing country in Latin America. So,
yeah, and I read somewhere that Hugo Chavez is actually threatening to cut supplies to the United States as a result of this huge law case, which is trying to freeze $12 billion, I think, of Venezuelan assets.
Yeah, Chavez he's threatened to cut supplies of oil to the United States. He's made similar comments a number of times previously. But what you have at the moment is a situation where in this dispute over the Exxon's compensation claim over an oil exploration project that was nationalised last year by the Venezuelan government, as part of this dispute, Exxon has sought court orders in the United States, the United Kingdom, the Dutch Antilles, and the Netherlands as well, which, effectively frees up to $12 billion worth of Venezuelan assets. However, these court orders are only temporary orders and they're subject to appeal, and the Venezuelan government is going to be appealing these into court hearings, one in New York, say, this week, and another court hearing in London on the 22nd of February. So basically Chavez saying if these court orders sought by Exxon are upheld, then he's threatening to cut off supplies to the United States. You also have a situation internally where this is not Exxon's move is not very popular amongst Venezuelans. A lot of Venezuelans are very, very angry about it, particularly the role of PDVSA is seen very much as a source of national pride, the fact that it actually funds the social programs and health missions and so on. And the vast majority of Venezuelans see this as a direct attack on Venezuelan sovereignty. Some analysts in the mainstream media have presented this as another setback for Chavez, another blow for Chavez after his referendum defeat on December 2. However, I think the move by Exxon could actually backfire, and politically backfire, on the Venezuelan opposition. Some sections of the opposition, particularly the private television station Globovision, have come out openly and unconditionally supporting the move of Exxon, which flies directly in the face of Venezuelan's national interests. So a lot of Venezuelans are very angry about this, and there's protests that are planned to happen in Caracas this week, which have been called by the new United Socialist Party of Venezuela. This is Chavez's new party, which is in formation at the moment, carrying out its founding congress. But not only has this party called for protests, workers in the oil industry have called for protests rejecting Exxon's claims over Venezuela's oil and so on. So, I think it's a move that has politically backfired. But the other side to it is the aspect that because oil is such a key aspect of the Venezuelan economy and a key resource for the Bolivarian Revolution here in Venezuela, that the U.S. and U.S. oil companies and so on whose interests are being affected by Venezuela have a very strong motivation to attack that as a resource and to use that to roll back the gains of the revolution here in Venezuela.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks. Okay, bye.